Back to school season is a big deal for the teacherpreneur community, but it happens to come directly after one of the slowest, if not the slowest, marketing times in our niche, the lovely summer lull. So today we're chatting all about how you can use the summer lull to your advantage to create a strong community so you're ready to rock back to school season. So teacher authors, go ahead and reheat that cup of coffee because I'm your host, Cassandra Foster, and we're about to get schooled in socials. Welcome back to Schooled in Socials. Summer is quickly approaching, and as you know from our last episode, our social media marketing strategies are going to need to shift with the season. So how do we take our slowest season and create killer back-to-school results? It all comes down to the focus of our marketing for those 8 weeks of summer vacation. Just like our last episode, episode 54, we have to start this conversation off by talking about market research. Why? Because one, it can help us know what our audience wants to see from us during the summer months when they aren't typically thinking about school. And two, it can help us figure out what our audience is truly going to need when the back-to-school season hits. I always recommend around May to start some market research about when your audience will be getting out of school and what they want to be seeing from you over the summer. This will allow you to serve them in the best way possible during the summer lull. I also want you to take time to ask them about their teaching experience over the last year. What topics did they love covering? What topics did they find hard to teach? What was one resource they wish they had on hand? What goes well during back to school for them? What never seems to go well for them during back to school? These questions aren't just aimed at helping you create social media content. They can shed some really important light on what kinds of resources teachers will be looking for when they switch out of vacation mode. They can help you decide what your next lead magnet should be or what new resources you should create during the summer to debut in the fall. Encouraging your audience to have those conversations with you not only helps you serve them better, but helps them feel heard and connected with you so that you can build that know, like, and trust factor, which if you listened to last week's episode is pretty much the buzz phrase, I guess, of our summer strategy. We want to build that know, like, and trust with our community. So once you have an idea of what your audience wants to see from you and what they are really going to need in the upcoming year, it's time to remind them of the value you bring to the table. And a great way to do this is by giving them free value. Take a little hiatus from promoting paid resources. By the way, this does not have to be a long hiatus. Just take a little time to focus on sharing your free long-form content with them so that they know you have a blog or a podcast or a YouTube channel that they can go to for tips and support with whatever topic you specialize in. Take time to promote your lead magnets, maybe a brand new one you just made based on those market research results. This helps show people what they can expect when they go to buy your paid resources, and it moves them further down your funnel by adding them to your email list where you're able to nurture them more and really solidify, you guessed it, your know, like, and trust with them. Now, if you've been multitasking up until this point while listening to this episode, I want you to pause for a minute because this last suggestion is the most important one I'm going to give you that can make or break back to school season. You need to connect with your audience. Some social media managers might argue with me about saying this. They might say, you don't have to engage with your followers to have a successful brand, yada, yada, yada. I've heard it plenty of times before. But from what I know and have experienced as a teacher and a teacherpreneur, is that the educational community thrives on connection, probably more than a lot of other niches. As teachers, it's like we're in the trenches together. There is something about teaching that only a teacher can know. And I don't think I've witnessed any stronger professional connections than those that teachers create with each other. And because of that nature, it is vital for us to be a part of the conversation. it is vital that we humanize our brand. Now, it sounds intense, but truly, it is not that complicated. What you want to make a priority during the summer lull is answering comments so that your community members know that you've heard them. Replying back to people who engage in your stories if you use Instagram, or to your engagement posts if you use Facebook via DMs so that you can expand the conversation and learn more. Setting up those opportunities for people to engage with you in the first place. Before heading into summer, I highly recommend that you go back and take a listen to episode 50, which is all about how you spend your time engaging with your audience. Because if you can't make anything else happen for your social media marketing this summer, you at least want to make engaging and building connections happen. It can feel scary going from our slowest time to our busiest time back to back. I know a lot of you really rely on that back to school season. But if you take some time and get to know your audience and their needs this summer, if you can focus on bringing them the value, and most importantly, you engage with them, you can 100% rock the back to school season. So start practicing now before summer begins. Start polling your audience. Start getting in the habit of engaging by answering comments and taking conversations to the DMs so that when the summer lull hits, you know exactly what you need to do. All right, Cold Coffee friends, thanks so much for listening. If you're loving getting schooled in socials, make sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Also, I would love it if you left a review so that other teacher authors like you can start getting schooled in socials too. All right, I'll see you in the next episode.